This year, are you dreaming of a green Christmas? As you shop for your Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa gifts, do you feel a bit guilty that you're contributing to the extra 25 million tons of trash Americans will generate during the gift-giving season? Well, you don't have to say bah humbug and give lumps of coal. There are green alternatives. And joining us from Newport, Rhode Island, is Cara DiCamillo. She put together the Green Gift Guide for the website treehugger.com. Hello, Cara.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You know, when I hear tree hugger, I think, you know, kind of crunchy granola, tie-dye, and
hippie.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what you got here?
Well, not exactly. Our motto is hip, not hippie. I mean, don't get me wrong, we love the hippies, and they are definitely the backbone of the environmental movement. But, I mean, let's face it, there is a negative ring to it as well. But the stuff that we feature on Tree Hugger as a whole has a modern aesthetic to them. And there's just so many options out there right now that allow people to lead an eco-friendly lifestyle.
Well, let's talk about some of the more unusual gift ideas. I like the one from the Natural Resources Defense Council. It's something to watch skunks by moonlight. It's a night spotter scope.
Right. We have a lot of cool items like that on there. The big trend this year is solar, and we have a lot of solar options. It actually has its own category this year as well. So,
yeah, I was doing a bit of research. I found out that 40% of the batteries used in the United States are used and bought during the holiday season. So what are the alternatives?
Some of the things that we featured in 2006, one of them was a solar video camera, which is very cool. Another one is a solar wireless camera. And another good one for the outdoors people is a solar-powered tent. I don't want to give it all away here, but those are just some of the solar things that we're going to feature.
I like the solar-powered laptop.
Oh, yes, solar-powered laptop, and we have a solar-powered backpack to go along with that. You can stick the laptop right in there, and it charges just from being in the backpack.
What are some of the other cool ideas?
Also, another big trend this year is bamboo. There is a company called Bamboo, and they have everything from kitchen utensils to cutting boards. I'm a big foodie myself, so I have a lot of bamboo products in my home.
Well, for Hanukkah, you have some sustainable gifts, I noticed. Beeswax candles.
Yes, beeswax and soy candles. Those are both very good as opposed to using candles that might emit, you know, really bad stuff into your air, and you don't want that around the holidays.
Cara, what's your stocking stuffed with this year?
I love the idea of crazy crayons. The company, through their recycle program, they accept old crayon stubs and melt them down to make new ones. So that's definitely something that should be a stocking stuffer in every kid's stocking this year. And I love, and this can be stuffed in my stocking, I love Very Chocolate. The company is based out of New York City, and their pieces of chocolate, if you can believe this, Bruce, their chocolate has just one piece, has less sugar than an apple, more antioxidants than a glass of wine, and more fiber than a pound of broccoli. That sounds good to me. And I'm a big outdoors person, so I'm love the Techo socks. I can use them for when I hike, and they're also made out of organic materials.
And you can use those as your stocking.
Yes, you can. That's a very good point.
Cara DiCamillo is a writer for treehugger.com. She created the website's Green Gift Guide. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was very great talking with you.
During the World Wars, homing pigeons were heroes and helped save the lives of thousands of soldiers. Next week on Living on Earth, we salute the humble pigeon.
For 10,000 years, pigeons were considered our very best friends. And just in about the last 50 years, they've just been utterly vilified as vermin by the pest control industry.
We drop in on pigeons for a change on the next Living on Earth.